A Quiet Place to Kill by N.R. Dawes, performed by Sarah Zimmerman. The village of Scotney had been awake for several hours before the throaty rumble of Lizzie Hayes' Norton motorbike announced her arrival. Scotney, surrounded by a patchwork of fields, hedgerows and pasture, bordered by dense woodland to the west and a nearby stream to the east, matched the picture that had formed in her mind when she'd first heard of it. Having seconds before passed the level crossing and railway station on the Hawkhurst branch line, she paused to get her bearings at a crossroads, where two narrow lanes of tiny cottages, clad in Kent weatherboard, led away either side, Acorn Street to her left, Meadowbank Lane to her right. The wide high street carried on northwards, from a small car repair garage on the right, with a single roadside petrol pump, up to where a quaint little bakery, grocer, chemist and butcher lay interspersed between the houses. On the left, past a memorial to the fallen of the Great War, stood a red telephone box. A painted cast-iron sign fixed over a door fortified with sandbags identified the police station. A clock tower above the village hall marked the halfway point, and at the extreme far end, beyond more houses, rose the small bell tower of a church. Washed clean by overnight downpours, the village brought back memories of life growing up in a small country estate, a far cry from her recent years spent in London. To Lizzie, the capital city still felt too busy, with its lines of narrow brick-built houses huddled together for solace and protection, monumental buildings of stone standing imposing and impersonal, and crowds of Londoners scurrying and getting in each other's way. The smoke from thousands of coal fires and industrial chimneys made her nose and throat itch. The impenetrable pea-super fogs that often descended on its famous landmarks, bringing twilight in the middle of the day, irritated her lungs. Here, though, the air was as crisp and fresh as apples picked from the nearby orchards. She took a deep breath, her eyes drawn to the distant undulations of low hills, above which, despite the rain clouds, all the sky seemed to stretch. Lizzie's attention turned to the villagers, most of whom were attending to their shopping and chores. She spotted two who had stopped on the pavement outside the castle pub, directly opposite the village hall. One wore the dark blue overalls and black helmet with a white W of an air raid precautions warden, his khaki utilities bag hanging from his shoulder. Lizzie opened the Norton's throttle, drove the thundering motorbike towards the pub, and drew up beside them, noting the expressions of both puzzlement and disapproval on their faces. Only when the engine gave a final cough as Lizzie turned it off did she realize the ARP warden was speaking.